Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the art of online business forward slash call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Rick Mulready here. And this is another quick tip episode here on the show. Thank you so much for tuning in today. With these quick tip episodes, this is where you're going to learn a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact and increase your revenue in the process. Now, before I get into today's quick tip, so a lot of people reach out to me and they tell me that they love the fact that I love Metallica because I talk about that. I used to talk about that in the intro of The Art of Paid Traffic. And I love that, right? Because some of you guys are like, holy cow, I hate that kind of music. Others are like, I love that kind of music. And I'm all over the board when it comes to music. I love country music. I love classical. I love rock, obviously. I love super, super thrashy metal. And I bring this up because just recently, so my daughter, Maya, she's 17 months old. She loves music and she started dancing. And on Spotify, there's a mix called Metal Essentials. And it's like the thrashy music, which I love. It's like Five Finger Death Punch and all this other stuff. And it actually came on our Sonos speaker in our house here the other day. And it's this song came on and Maya started like nodding her head, kind of like headbanging a little bit to the music. My wife, Amy, was like, oh no, this is not going to happen. And I was like, yes, she likes metal music. So anyway, just what's going on in my household these days. Today, that's not what we're going to be talking about here today. Today, we're going to be talking about a question I get quite a bit, and it came up recently in our Accelerator Facebook group. And I wanted to talk to you all about it because, again, this is a question that's so common, and that is setting an ads budget for a live launch. And specifically today, I'm going to talk about a live webinar launch. And so in my May 20th episode here on the show, I talked about how to avoid the overwhelm when it comes to live webinar launches, planning out the launch and all that stuff. And so today I just thought I'd talk about just real quick how I think about using a budget for a live launch. Okay, so let's, and by the way, there's all kinds of, you know, thoughts on this. This is what has been really, really successful for me over the past 7 years and what I teach in my programs, but you might have something a little bit different that works for you. That's awesome, right? And so in this example here, I want to take you through, let's say you have $10,000 total budget for a webinar launch. All right. And so you got 10K from top of funnel all the way through to a sale. That's how I think about it, first of all. Now, with that, you got to start with like, what's your goal, right? How many leads do you want to get into your webinar, into your launch, right? And remember, we've talked about it ad nauseum here on the show about working backwards from your goal. So what's your revenue goal? And what does that mean for how many leads you need to get in there and conversion rates and that sort of thing? You can back into all these numbers, but I'm going to keep things high level here. So let's just say your goal for your number of leads is 2,000. Now you need to remember that not all 2,000 leads need to come from Facebook and Instagram ads. If you already have an existing assets like an email list, social media following, maybe you got a podcast or YouTube channel or what have you, right? And so maybe out of those 200 people, let's 2,000 leads, let's say that you need to get 1,500 leads from your ads. Okay, cool. So we've sort of set that foundation to this discussion. Now what I'd like to look at is, okay, top of funnel here. How do I start warming up audiences and attracting audiences to get them ready for my launch? And I like to start a launch runway 8 to 10 weeks in advance. Even better if I can go beyond that, right? Now, if you don't start that far in advance, at least you want to be starting about 6 weeks in advance from your launch. And I look at top of funnel in that I am doing a lot of video content specifically. And I'm using that video content to do things like overcome objections that people might have about what I'm teaching and what I might be teaching in the webinar. I'm breaking through myths in the marketplace that exist in the marketplace. Like, what do people believe that isn't necessarily true? You know, like, just as an example there, if this were me doing this, like, one thing that people believe is like, oh, I need to create my course and then sell it. No, you're doing it backwards, right? You sell the course first and then you create it. It's completely opposite of what most people, number one, teach, and number two, do in their business. I can't tell you how many people that get to me in my accelerator program who have done it backwards, and that's one of the first discussions that we have. And then you might be giving a little bit of how-to content in that runway, in that video content, right? And then you're also doing content in your podcast, in your emails, in your social media, et cetera. We talked about that in that May 20th episode, okay? In addition to the video content, I also like to have a free lead magnet that relates to the webinar. And the free lead magnet, number one, is going to give people a quick win. Number two, this is the logical first step in the process that eventually leads to the program sale. So if step number one is the lead magnet, step number two is the webinar, step number three is the course. Right, so you're solving a problem with the lead magnet, but then you're introducing a new problem with that lead magnet as well. Then you're answering that in the webinar, and then you're offering the course, which is, you know, the complete in-depth solution, if you will. Okay, because once you get people, once they've opted in, that's when you get to nurture them. That's when you get to build the KLT factor, that know, like, and trust factor, and then you are more likely to convert them, A, into the webinar, and B, into a sale. What you're also doing here in the runway through the video content and the lead magnet is you're also leveraging the ads data. So meaning the stats and the metrics that you're seeing from your ads, from your video and lead magnet ads, to find out what audiences are working best, what messaging is resonating the most, and then you can use that data for your webinar ads. So you're doing a lot of the testing up front, okay? So as far as the budgeting for this, from like my top of funnel here, I like to account for about 10% of my overall budget in this phase here. So in this case here, 10% of 10K is I'm going to be setting aside about $1,000 for this part of the overall launch funnel. Now, let me caveat this, okay? Now, I mentioned the runway. Ideally, though, you're always running. You have an evergreen strategy here of video content where you're overcoming objections, positioning yourself, breaking through myths in the marketplace, giving a little bit of how-to content, connecting with your audience, attracting them, all that stuff. Ideally, you're doing that all the time so that you're building those engagement, those video engagement audiences so that you can then in turn retarget them with offers that you have. And I mean offers, meaning like lead magnet, for example, or a small offer or into a webinar or course or what have you. Okay, so ideally, you're doing that all the time. But for this specific example here, we're talking about a runway 8 to 10 weeks in advance, okay, and about 10% of the overall budget there. Now, the webinar ads, okay, I like to start webinar ads about 9 days in advance of the first webinar, 9 days in advance. And the reason for that is because the first 3 to 4 days of those 9 days, you're really kind of testing. Now, again, if you've done the video strategy, the lead magnet strategy, like I just talked about, you've done a lot of the testing in the audiences and the messaging there, but you're also going to be testing creative and stuff like that within the webinars itself. So the first 3 to 4 days of those 9 days leading up to the webinar, you are testing. Then after those 3 to 4 days, you're optimizing and scaling what's working. And then you generally want the highest spend from the webinar ads portion the final 3 days-ish before the webinar. Okay, because generally the closer the webinar that people are signing up, generally the more likely they are to show up. Now, ideally, you're targeting warm audiences and lookalikes here in your webinar ads. Now, if you don't really have warm audiences, if you don't really have lookalikes, now remember, if you're following the strategy, by the way, your warm audiences are coming from the video engagement audiences and the lead magnet ads that you ran at the top of your funnel, of the runway. But if you're just starting out, maybe you don't have any warm audiences, maybe you're like, screw you, Rick, I'm just going for the webinar ads. Cool. Or if you just want to test some new cold audiences, well, then you'll have some interest targeting there too. But for a live launch, ideally, I am only targeting warm audiences and lookalike audiences. Remember, lookalike audiences are cold. They're kind of cold-ish, right? Because we all know what a lookalike audience is, hopefully, at this point. And then I might sprinkle in some interest targeting, too, just to kind of test out some new audiences. Now, on the webinar ads, I am putting about 80% of my overall budget here. Okay, so in this case here, I'm doing about $8,000 worth of my 10K budget for this example here into the webinar ads. And again, these are conversion-based ads. These are sign up for my webinar. Okay, and then the final piece of the launch is your retargeting. And so you could be including people, and the retargeting is multifaceted here. You could be retargeting people who land on your webinar registration ad but don't register. You could be retargeting people who did register and either showing them, say, like a replay of your webinar, but you're also retargeting them to let them know about your offer and that the offer is closing whenever it's closing. So I'll put about 10% of the overall budget into the retargeting ads. Now, 10% is another $1,000. Now, remember that is that the reason that it's such a smaller percentage, you might be like, well, Rick, retargeting, these are great, really great audiences to be showing our ads to because they're so warm. Well, yes, but we have to remember that by the time we reach the retargeting here, the audiences are going to be smaller. Okay. And again, there are exceptions to all this, depending on how big your audiences are and all that stuff. I just want to kind of give you some general guidelines here. Okay, so about 10% into the retargeting after the webinar. Okay, so that's how I look at when I have a budget and I'm doing a live webinar launch, right? Get clear on the number of, like, what your goals are, revenue goals, number of leads, work backwards from all that stuff. Okay, we've talked about that here in the podcast as well. And then top of funnel with that runway, 8 to 10 weeks in advance. Now remember, ideally, you're always running some form of content, whether it's video content, whether it's lead magnet, that sort of thing, so that you're always, number one, pleasing Facebook's algorithm. It's going to help you when you do launch. And then number two, you're building video engagement audiences, you're building your email list, and so forth. So with that runway, about 8 to 10 weeks in advance, I like to do about 10% of the overall budget. I also like to have a free lead magnet, again, in addition to the video content that relates to the webinar. It's the logical first step in the process towards buying your program or whatever it is that you're selling. And then in the webinar ads portion of our launch, I like to start those bad boys about 9 days in advance of the webinar. And I'm putting the meat of my budget here, about 80% of my budget towards those webinar ads. And then again, finally, the retargeting, so post-webinar, but I also might include some retargeting of people who land on the registration page but don't opt in. I'm putting about 10% into the retargeting portion of my overall campaign. And again, these numbers are going to vary from person to person, from business to business, depending on audience sizes, depending on your budget, all that stuff. Okay, but this is generally how I'm looking at budgeting for a live webinar launch. Cool? Now, I do want to let you know before we head out here, I have a brand new Facebook and Instagram ads on-demand workshop training. Okay, so this is for online experts, meaning you're an online course creator, you are an online coach, an online educator, and you're tired of feeling overwhelmed when it comes to Facebook and Instagram ads, and you're just ready to have them work for your online business. Okay, so this brand new on-demand training is called 3 Simple Yet Often Overlooked Facebook and Instagram Ads Strategies for Increasing Conversions and Boosting Sales. You've got to go watch this right now. You can register for it. As soon as you register, it'll be right there for you on the landing, on the thank you page. The link to watch that training is rickmulready.com/ads training. Okay, again, it's rickmulready.com/ads training. All right, my friends, I hope today's quick tip was helpful for you. Again, I get this question a lot. Hopefully that provides some clarity for you. If you have any questions at all, shoot me a DM over on Instagram. I'm at Rick Mulready. All right, lots more coming your way here on the podcast. Until the next episode, be well, my friends, and I'll talk to you soon.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.